All right, this is JP Fluellen with the Titan Real Estate Team in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And today we are talking with Karen Cooper in Northern Virginia. And this is the inaugural first episode of Real Team Talk. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to unpack what makes teams tick, what makes them successful, how can we be profitable. And, you know, there's a saying out there in the real estate world that, you know why they call it a broker? Because nobody's making any money.
I love it. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I didn't know this was like the inaugural episode. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you coming on in such short notice. And so what I want to do is I want to just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little quick history on how you got into real estate. And then how it kind of evolved into a team, and then how you have kind of tweaked your business over the years, and then how you landed at Real. So,
yeah, okay, sure, absolutely. So I started in real estate 21 years ago, and I used to say that it kind of happened by accident, but of course we know that there are no accidents. And I was getting laid off. I worked in the pharmaceutical industry. And I was going through another round of layoffs. And I was like, you know what? I could relocate, which I've lived where I live. My family has literally been here for 300 years. So going somewhere else was not in the cards for me. Or I could find something else to do. And I just so happened, my then fiance, now husband, and I were buying and selling a home for sale by owner. And I was like, gosh, you know, this real estate thing, this feels like something that I could do. You know, this seems kind of easy, right? Which of course, you know, always looking back, never quite so easy. So that's really kind of how I got started. And I started out on a Rainmaker team. I was there for about 6.5 years. I was a listing specialist. I really loved the team model. There was so much about being on a team that I really enjoyed. And my now business partner, Vicky, she was on that team as well. That's where we met. And we loved the camaraderie. We loved that it was our family, right? We had this group of people. You know, a lot of people don't understand what we do in real estate. Even our own families don't understand what we do. And so we loved that about the team. But what we didn't love was the split structures of a team. And we didn't love, you know, the type of team that we were on. We were not encouraged. In fact, we really weren't able to market ourselves, or, you know, it was all about working the Rainmaker's business. And so we didn't love those things. And so we saw a lot of people kind of come and go. So eventually we moved on. We were solo agents. I was a managing broker for a period of time. And then ultimately we realized that a team was really in the cards for us to build our own team. And we were really nervous from that first experience that we had. We didn't want to be the place where people came and learned and left. So we wanted to build something a little bit different. And that's how we created our Platinum Group Real Estate Team. So we established our team in 2015, which was 8 years ago now. So we're about to hit our 8-year anniversary. And, you know, at the height of our team, when we were the largest, there were 40 of us. We are an all-woman team, with the exception of one very brave man, as we like to share, all moms. And last year, 2022, we sold $228 million in sales volume. We served 422 families with their real estate needs. And we came over to Real on December the 1st. So that's kind of our history.
Yeah, that's exciting. So in terms of when you first started forming your team, so 8 years ago, you started your team. And how did you evolve into kind of tooling some of your struggles into systems? So let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah. So here's what we have found. We have found that, you know, I also own another kind of ancillary real estate business. I'm the founder and CEO of Empowering Women in Real Estate. It's a community of 32,000 women across the US and Canada. So we are in front of, we're talking to realtors all day long, things that we have found that realtors need and the struggles that they have in their business. And one is isolation, right? They feel very alone. They, you know, the people around them don't necessarily understand what they're doing. The agents in their office are their competition. They can't really have that, you know, that camaraderie feeling with them. I mean, isolation and its lack of direction, right? You sit down at your desk Monday morning, you're all excited, let's go. You've got your coffee. And then it's like, now what should I be doing now? And so those were the two things that we knew that agents struggled with, that we knew that we could solve for them. And so those were really the two categories that we really worked hard to solve within our team. And I feel like we have. That is our focus on our team. We teach our team members how to fish. We have developed our client and community care program that provides them with their marketing for their business. And we're teaching them how to do business, how to grow and be strong agents. You know, our agents average 10 million in sales volume each every year. We have agents that average, you know, our agents average 9+ years of experience each. So it's brought in kind of a different caliber of agent, which we're really excited about.
Awesome. So then I'm assuming that then you don't lead with leads then, right? You lead with family, you lead with a group and a camaraderie and solving some of their pain points.
Exactly.
So what are you guys doing for marketing then in terms of trying to attract agents that are like-minded in that way?
Yeah. So a lot of it for us has been social media. You know, we have really, you know, people, it's no different when it comes to bringing agents into your circle, into your team versus, you know, bringing clients in to work with people that they know, like, and trust. And so for us, working locally to generate interest in our team and to have the opportunity to meet people who are interested in our team, a lot of it comes from our social media. We have a podcast also through Empowering Women in Real Estate, which really has helped us to bring agents into our team. And then one of the things that we do, we learned, you know, we probably went a good 5 years, 4 years in our team without doing any sort of recruiting or finding agents to bring in. And it was all kind of referral, right? Agents who were on our team, they were telling their friends and they were coming and joining. And then there came that point, you know, you and I were talking before, I think you turned the camera on, about there's that point that you recognize that you're running a business and you start treating it like a business. And so then we started systematizing our agent attraction and our agent recruitment. And what has really worked for us is we do what we call lunch and learns, and we do them once or twice a year. And that is our kind of our prime recruiting time. And we invite a bunch of agents to come out and have lunch with us. We usually average anywhere from 30 to 40 will come and visit with us. We do a full presentation where we share absolutely every single thing that we offer and provide. There are no secrets here of what we do for our team. And if they are interested and they think it's a good fit, then there is an application process to kind of go to the next step. And that is what we've been doing over the last almost 4 years.
Nice. So kind of walk us through what that looks like as far as what your lunch and learns kind of look like. What do you do before the lunch and learn, during, and then is there like a follow-up process afterwards then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a little bit. So we're very much, you know, I am the systems person on our team, of our partnership. And so, it is all about a system and a process. And so beforehand, again, it's just like anything you do in your business, in your sales business. It's all about sharing about the event. So, we have email lists of agents that we've worked with that are in our local community. We will do personal invites to people that we really feel will be a great fit for our team that we would love to work with. A lot of social media coverage surrounding it. When we have that lunch and learn, we will often have a professional video person there who's recording the event. That was a real game changer for us when we realized that we should do this because, you know, we're only doing these once or twice a year, but it's not just once or twice a year that people want to join us. And so now we have a video that we can share for those who kind of missed the event. I am a big proponent of, if you can't follow my specific steps to apply to be a part of our organization, whether it's our team or if we're hiring a support person, then you probably don't have the level of detail or the focus on the position to actually be a part of our team.
Yeah.
So we give a very specific list, right? Send an email to this, put this subject line, include your DISC profile, include this, answer these questions. And so it really kind of becomes like a self-selection process in a way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whoever applies, we go kind of to the next level with coffees and lunches and getting to know each other.
That's awesome. That's, you're like 100% ahead of most people in terms of the organization piece. Cause I know, like, as a guy, you know, running in my team, there are, you know, I don't have, this is why my wife's are also a realtor on our team. And she's way better at systems and processes. And I have an assistant that's way better at systems and processes than I am. So I'm more of the go-getter, the rainmaker, the all of that stuff. And as far as the back-end office stuff and all that, that's not me. And then I have a marketing department that does all of the back office stuff. So we automated all of it into like a course. So if somebody wants to join the team, we're actually working on building that piece. And then when they onboard, we have another course they have to take to onboard. And so that way I don't have to have any hands on. It's just, here's the link, do the thing. And then if you don't know how to log in, or if you don't know a password, or if you don't know your email, then you're probably self-selecting yourself out. Right?
100%. You can, because what you do is, I mean, it's so brilliant that you do that, because then you're kind of assessing their sort of like, I don't want to say the hustle factor, but like their willingness to like figure things out, because that is like 90% of what we do in our careers as real estate agents is, you know, there isn't a manual. So you have to figure it out, right? So if they can't figure it out to join your team, then they're probably not going to make it to figure it out as a salesperson.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, we're in this problem solving business is what, and they don't realize that. They're like, oh, I signed up to be a real estate agent. I didn't sign up to, what do you mean I got to make phone calls? Like, well, how, what was your expectation on how to find deals? You know? Right. And so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So we covered your origin story. We talked about recruiting. We talked about how you started your team. So now let's kind of transition into some of the pain points of a team. So in terms of production and accountability, let's talk about that. So as far as, do you guys have like a production minimum for your team? Like, you know, is there a certain expectation that, you know, and then and then let's transition into like team meetings and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So once upon a time, when we started, we did not have a minimum standard. And then we got this great idea around the time that we decided this was a real business, right? That we were going to institute minimum standards. And we gave our team like a 6-month notice that this is what we were going to do. And the reality of the situation was 95% of them were already meeting this minimum standard that we were establishing. And we practically had a riot on our hands because our team members were suddenly so panicked that they weren't going to be able to attain the standard or maintain that standard. And more interestingly, which kind of speaks to culture, which is what we're all about, is they were worried about their friends, right? The ones that weren't in the 95% that were already meeting that standard. They were worried about them. And there were actually conversations where they're talking about, well, if I put her under my transaction, will that count for her? So it became a whole thing. So we tried that and we realized that that was not a good fit for us because it was causing more pain, more drama. Instead, we just do what we've always done, which is if there is an agent who is underperforming on our team, and underperforming to us is, you know, not producing at all. Obviously, that's an underperformance. If they are consistently not meeting their goals, we're big goal setting teams. We review our goals every quarter. You know, there's a lot that we do with our team members to make sure that they're able to hit their goals. And if they're consistently not performing in that regard, then we're having one-on-one conversations. So for us, it just makes a whole lot more sense just to kind of stick with that versus trying to have some kind of like ideal that we're looking to hit as far as that's concerned. And then what was the second part?
Oh, and then do you guys have like weekly or monthly accountability meetings with your agents?
So we have weekly meetings with our agents. We don't necessarily call it accountability meetings. Interestingly, one of the interesting things that happened with COVID with our team is a lot of our team members started creating their own little accountability meetings because we weren't able to see each other in person. So we started having, you know, there were little mini groups that kind of started. So that's where a lot of the accountability comes into. But we do a big monthly meeting once a month it's Tuesdays at 10. Like that's what we tell our agents, like mark your calendar Tuesday at 10. You know, that's your commitment. We do a training once a month. Typically, we're doing that training ourselves. So myself or my business partner, Vicky, we are creating that content. We are delivering that content on the training. It can be on a variety of different topics. We have done everything from Last year we did a training on, we're all about helping other people to build their wealth. It's super important to us. And so Vicky and I are both investors. And so we did a training where we walked through our personal portfolios and said, okay, this is how we purchased it. This is what we did. This is what the return is. Like demonstrating, like, here's how you can do it. So mostly that's the training. And then twice a month on the other weeks, we do some kind of a work session. So sometimes it's, you know, we're just all working on a particular thing together side by side. Sometimes we might go previewing together. Sometimes it's something fun. You know, we're actually having a baby shower later this month as our work session for two of our agents. So it just depends.
The problems you have with all women on your team, right?
Yes, we love the babies. Actually, we do a big team retreat every year. We go to the beach.
Oh, that's cool.
We rent a beautiful house on the beach. Yeah, it's super fun. So we go away for usually 3 nights. And generally someone has a baby and we actually all love it. So those of us who are past the baby stage, we are thrilled to, like, you know, hold the baby all weekend long.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet. That's great. All right. So we covered the, oh, okay. So in terms of non-productivity, like, have you in your, I'm sure you have, and after 21 years, I mean, you've had to have the tough conversation. Hey, you know, I don't think this is the right fit for you. You know, like, how do you guys determine, like, at what point, or is there like a, you know, hey, you're on a, we're going to put you on 90 days. If we can't make this happen, then, you know, we're probably just gonna, you know, amicably, you know, part ways or whatever. So how do you guys handle that stuff?
Yeah, so we're not quite that structured. We have had experiences, unfortunately, over the years where we have had to make an adjustment. Here's the best thing that and we hate confrontation. I don't know if that's just a woman thing or just an our thing, but Vicky and I despise confrontation. So we will do anything to avoid the confrontation. And one of the best things that we have learned to encourage people to make their own difficult decisions is the stronger our culture is on who we are, how we conduct ourselves as a team, how we conduct ourselves as realtors, then when someone is not fitting into that culture, they will move themselves out. Yeah. And so most of the time they're moving themselves out, and that is a gift to us so that we don't have to do it. On the occasions that we have, we find an alternative solution for them. You know, at our previous brokerage, it was a leads team at our previous brokerage for somebody who's struggling to produce and they're not, you know, able to do it on their own. And what we're trying to teach them is doing business by referral. It's not happening. Well, you know what, here's this other opportunity within our brokerage where they're providing more leads for you. And we see that you're having a hard time. And we really think that this would be a great fit for you, and let us make you an introduction. And so we've done that a couple of times, and that, you know, that's been a win-win really for everybody all the way around. I can only think of maybe one experience where we just invited someone to make a different decision that did not include our team, based on, you know, just values that did not align with the team values. And that was more of a, you know, we wish you good luck and we're gonna, you know, give your license back to the broker sort of thing.
Sure. So you've emphasized culture. What is culture in your world, and how are you guys building that culture?
Yeah. Culture in our world is, it's all about your circle and the people that you surround yourself with. And so we want to be a part of people that are similar in terms of their approach to business. You know, our clients, we are professionals. We like to do business a certain way. We are all about making sure that we are focused on, you know, we're very family oriented, but we're also super, super business oriented. And so people who are, they have goals, like if you're not a goal setter, you are going to be very uncomfortable on our team because that is our culture. So to us, our culture is sort of like the, it's the things that are most important to us. It's kind of the framework of who we are as a group of people. And so we tend to look for that when we hire. We emphasize that in our trainings, we emphasize that in our conversations. That's just kind of how we build it.
That's great. Do you guys have any sets of core values that you've got kind of written out that you present to your team?
Yeah, we have a mission statement that's part of our team agreement that we talk about, and we will revisit it from time to time. And really kind of the core of that is our goal and objective is to help our team members to not only to have a strong and abundant business, but also a very high quality of life. And what we don't want, because we see it and we've done it, I've done it myself, is you end up sacrificing your quality of life for the business. And so we want to be able to provide services and support in such a way that you are able to build a very strong, vibrant business without really sacrificing your quality of life.
Awesome. So let's talk about this. This will probably be the last segment here is when you're talking about services and support. But let's talk about that a little bit. So let's talk about what you guys are providing for services, and then we'll kind of slide into support afterwards.
Sure. Well, actually, they kind of go hand in hand in our world. So for us, the big thing that we are providing, or one of the big things that we're providing to our team members, aside from like the mentorship and the coaching and the training, is their marketing. And that is through what we call our client and community care program. So basically what Vicky and I did is we took what we have done for years. I've been in business 21 years. She's been in business 18 years. We've both been super high successful agents. And we've taken what we have done and we have basically systematized it. And we have turned it into a program that can be utilized by other people. They can plug in and it works. And we've seen it work. We have regularly seen agents come and join our team and they have doubled, tripled their business in the time that they have come to on our team. And so basically what that looks like is a marketing plan that is a combination of a multiple different types of touch points that will get you anywhere from like 30 to 35 touch points throughout the course of the year, mixes of mailers, email newsletters, pop-by mailers, client events, social media, all of those sorts of things, but it's all done for you. So it's designed for you, it's created for you. And our, when it comes to support, our program director, to coordinate with our team members, and she does what we call our marketing concierge meetings. And she basically hands them a menu. So it is a printed out menu of, these are the different things that we're offering this quarter. What do you want to do? And so for the agent, it's super, super powerful because that's usually where we fall down. We become so busy inside our business that there's no time to work on our business. And that's when the marketing falls through. And the next thing you know, you're turning around and going, oh my gosh, I haven't sent anything out in like 3 months. So they pick what they want. It's created for them, their name, their phone number, their logo, their whatever. And it's done. It's done for them. And so that is really one of the big value propositions that we bring to our team members. That works. And we have a track record that it works.
Awesome. So how does a person get that, who they're mailing that out to, into the system? Do they have to come with their spreadsheet or Excel spreadsheet of all their past clients, and then they just dump it into your system and then it does the thing?
Yeah. So they have to upload the list. And from time to time, like, we work with them to kind of coach them through building that list. Like, you shouldn't have to, when it comes to your mailers or your email, you shouldn't have to rebuild that list every single month, right? Maybe once a quarter or maybe a couple times a year you're going in and revamping, but again, we get lost in the weeds and in the details. And if you're worried about that one person that you're not, like, stuff doesn't happen. When it comes to the pop buys, they can give us their list and they can pay our runner to deliver them for them. Most of our agents like to deliver it themselves because they like to try to get that face to face with their client. So in that case, it's created for them. It's packaged. It's, beautiful. And they come and pick it up from our office and then they go and deliver it themselves. So it just kind of depends on what makes sense for them.
Awesome. Well, that sounds, can I join your team? No, just kidding.
We aren't in Wyoming yet, but maybe.
Right. Just playing. Oh, that's great. Cause I think for a lot of teams, that's like the secret sauce that they miss is one of the biggest downfalls, I think too, is that you get so wrapped around the axle about like, how do I provide value? And the team leader gets so stuck with, well, the only thing that I can do of value is provide leads. Yeah. And how do you get the largest volume of leads? Well, then you keep paying for leads. And how do you get the highest quality leads cost the most amount of money. And, and your best leads that people don't realize are the people that already know, like, and trust you. And they just want to see your face. So if you send them stuff and they see your face, eventually they're going to come back and, you know, tell their friends, family, and relatives that, you know, this is the greatest agent on planet Earth because they keep sending me stuff. I didn't even ask for it. They still keep sending me stuff, you know, and they don't realize that there's so much power in really cementing the relationships because we're more in a relationship business than we are in a sales business. 100%.
The thing is too, like what you're talking about with the leads, I mean, the problem is, this is true, definitely true for brokerages and can be for teams as well. The profit margins at times can be very thin, you know, especially right now with some of the shifts in the market, the profit margin is very thin. And so if you're having to spend a ton of money on acquiring leads that you're going to need a massive volume, you know, you're probably going to need 100 to get one to close. Well, that's like a nightmare. But instead, if you can bring people into your fold and you can teach them how to do it themselves, then not only are they much more likely to kind of stay with you because they see the value, but you're doing a really good thing by teaching them. So it's not like, okay, they're going to figure out how to do it and then they're going to go and leave constantly. It's just a completely different conversation. It's a very different model from where we started. And for us, it's a whole lot more comfortable.
Yeah. One real quick question though, on your marketing, does the agent pay for that separately for the, and so it's in addition to their split or whatever?
Yeah, okay. Good question. So the design is all done for them, but they will pay for any printing or mailing costs. And again, you know, we've negotiated special costs because we do such a high volume. So somebody will create it for them, but then they just pay to print and mail it.
What's the average cost for the whole package? I'm just curious.
It's usually around $4,000 a year. So we do a budget for our agents, and if they plug in with about 100 people, which is, you know, kind of the minimum that we recommend, and they fully, you know, live out the entire part of the program, it runs around $4,000 per year.
Okay. And is that something that they can, do they have to pay for that up front? Is there monthly? Is it per transaction? They could pay it that way or?
Yeah. No, it's as they go. So if they do their menu of services for their marketing concierge and they decide they're going to do the mailer. So when our program director does the mailer for them and she has it sent, then they get a credit card invoice. We use Square and we send them an invoice for what it costs. They pay us and then they move on. So they're kind of paying as they go, which is also, you know, when you're talking about the average realtor tends to have a lot of up and down in their business like this, it makes it a lot more comfortable for people to do it that way.
Awesome. Yeah. That's affordable. We spend way more than that every month. That's awesome. That's great. All right. Well, I think that's a wrap on this episode. Tell us how people can get a hold of you if they are just seeing this for the first time and they're like, yeah, this is awesome. I want to join that team. Cause you know, we have team leaders and broker owners that are thinking about maybe making a move over to Real, or they are in Real already and they just are trying to do it solo. And they're like, you know what? I think this sounds amazing. And we want to learn more about what's going on at the Platinum Group. All right. So how can they get a hold of you?
You know, Instagram is really my favorite thing. So you can connect with me on Instagram. I'm Karen.W.Cooper. You can also check our real estate team at Platinum Group at goplatinumgroup.com. You can find our website and a whole lot more information about our team is right there.
Awesome. Well, this has been great. And we'll catch you guys all on the next episode. Peace.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.